97 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 6:30. Let's breed dinosaurs. This won't end terribly. Let's see today. Sunny, high of 85. Tonight, clear, low of 65. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now,
summer ain't gone.
Not yet, dude. It was hot yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It's going to be hot today, too.
Hot. Let's do rock news. Hot.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. The new Avenged Sevenfold single, Mad Hatter, will be out today. The band teased a clip of the track from Call of Duty Black Ops 4 on its Twitter account this last Friday. Also, Dio's four albums from 1996 to 2004, Angry Machines, Magica, Killing the Dragon, and Master of the Moon. Killing the Dragon, that's what I do when I'm alone in the bathroom. What? I lost my spot talking about masturbation. They're now back in print and available on streaming services for the first time. Never before. Hasn't been on there. So if you're a Dio fan, which you should be, go check that out. Lastly, Trent Reznor wanted Nine Inch Nails, Cold and Black, and Infinite Tour to be something different by playing multiple nights at smaller venues. And he lived up to that promise at the tour opener in Phoenix on Thursday night. The band set opened with a full performance of Broken. That's the first time that the 1992 EP has been played in full live. They haven't played many of the eight songs on the EP live in a decade and last performed Happiness is Slavery in 1995. So fans are getting a deep cut treat for sure. The trek continues and they just played a second show in Phoenix and they're hitting the road again, making their way east.
Oh.
So there you go. They come anywhere around. I got to look at the schedule, see if they're coming anywhere around here.
Get some tickets.
Dude, I would love, never see Nine Inch Nails. I would love to see them, especially sweet. If they're doing deep cuts like this.
That'd be so sweet.
There you go. That's your rock news. We'll be back.